The morning's almost over, but not before a second cup of the morning blend. Here's David and Brenda.
Well, David, our lawn mowing person in our household is on a little bit of vacation visiting his sister out in Eastern Washington. So you know what that meant? Good deacon. He had to get out there and mow the lawn, got all the edging done. It's kind of dry out there right now.
Oh, yeah.
And the weird thing in our grass is we've got like these areas right along the kind of the cement patio in our backyard that always dry out.
Yeah.
And no matter how much water, it seems that we put them these kind of brown spots just kind of line up along that. It's driving me crazy. I don't like the look of it.
That's pretty common. That happens. Mine does the same thing. I think because it picks up the heat of the pavement.
Yeah.
And it just dries it out right there. It's hard to keep it just nice and green unless you're just going to
dump water. I've been attempting to do when I go out to water my plants. Mm-hmm. I give those areas a little bit extra water, but it almost looks like it's too far. We just got to wait until everything kind of goes. But there are some chores, though. So I thought we'd talk about a little bit of gardening for August.
Okay. I like that. So I was doing a little bit over on Friday. I got out, I guess, when I got home from work and did some things. And so one of the things I did, because it tends to pile up over the course of the summer, I did a little weeding where I have my tomatoes planted and my raspberries and all of that. Weeds started to get in there, started to overrun it. So it's like, yeah, I got to get out there and start and get a little weeding. And so I did. I got a great tool that I use. You know, it's a little back-breaking work. You got to put some elbow grease into it, but I got it to look nice. So I was pretty pleased with that.
When the kids were a little younger, I used to give, we had like the same thing, the little weed popper that we could get under like dandelions. They're the worst because they always make a hole if you let them get too big. I'd pay 10 cents a pop and they'd go out there and pop, you know, dandelions.
Yeah.
And then I'd hand out money. There, I had one daughter. Oh. She made bank.
Nice.
She liked
to go to town.
That. Yeah, and the heat didn't seem to bother her. The other ones would be, especially, you know, our son, he'd be like, oh, that's 10. I'm like, that's not 10, that's 4. Yeah, what are you talking about here? I'm not giving you a dollar for that. So, but there are some things. Now, I found this article from Oregon State University on their webpage, on their extension services, and they talk about garden calendar for August.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some things that you need to do now that it's August.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's something. I like this idea. We've got a party coming up in September, but there might be time. They say the optimal time for establishing a new lawn is August through mid-September.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Our backyard is, I would say, maybe half of it is considered real, like, grass.
Mm-hmm.
It's very green in other parts, but it's got a lot of clover in it.
Yeah.
It's got, like, some weird kind of weed, some kind of fern, weird plant that is in a quarter of our yard that we can't seem to get rid of. The discussion has been, you know, what we should do is just put, you know, topsoil over all of it and then reseed or put sod right over the top of that ready to do that. So mid-September, all the way into mid-September, you can do that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have, in my yard, I have pretty much just resolved myself to the fact that I'm not going to fight the things anymore. Like, it's got clover in it.
Right.
And, you know, there are some dandelions. I will pop the dandelions out, but I don't really water in the summer anymore. I let it go ahead and go brown
just
because I don't want to waste the water on it. And it'll, as soon as you get to September and it starts to cool off and rain, I mean, it's amazing how quickly it comes back to green.
I mean,
literally.
No, you're right.
Yeah, literally in several days, I quit pretty much using fertilizers. And so I've become zen with nature.
I love
it. And just let it be what it is. And I feel good about that. And I've saved some money, too, because I'm really not buying any extra stuff to put on the yard anymore. Now, I do buy occasional bags of seed and overseed.
Right, just to go over the top.
I'll do that. And I've got some moles, and they'll always leave patches of dirt. But again, it kind of dries out during the summer, so it's pointless to try to, you know, put grass on it or seed on it to try to get it to come back. But it's good to know. You look at August into September as far as reseeding, if that's what you're going to do.
David, are you also zen with your raspberries?
I am.
How'd they do this year?
They did great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I do nothing with them other than water them.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, they say now in August they're done producing.
They are.
It's the time to prune them. So
yep.
You're going to prune your raspberries, boysenberries, and other cane berries after harvest. Check your raspberry for holes made by crown borers near the soil line at the base of the plant and remove any infested wood before the adults emerge.
Yeah.
So got to take care of your raspberries. Unfortunately, a very large cherry tree in our backyard has shaded my raspberries. So they're a little late in bloom. Mine are still enormous, big green leaves still on them. And if you look under them, yeah, we're still finding raspberries
I literally pulled off two raspberries yesterday, and that's it. I think that was the last two.
That was the last
I looked them over, and there was nothing. I have cherry tomatoes, and they're a little later this year, too. Everything's a little later. And they're just not as bushy as they have been, but I've been reading that a lot of people's tomatoes just aren't as vibrant as they have been in the past.
Okay.
So it's interesting.
It's interesting. And then the last thing they say, too, now is the time to plant winter cover crops in vacant spaces in the vegetable garden.
Yeah.
Plant winter kale, Brussels sprouts, turnips, parsnips, parsley, and Chinese cabbage.
All right.
This is all for Oregon.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
I like that.
And then Western Oregon, midsummer planting of peas. Use Innation virus-resistant varieties. So, and then you can also plant fall crops like cauliflower and cabbage.
Nice.
There you go. So there's no end to the season.
That's
not
right.
Quite yet. You just got to get out there and put some more things in. And we hope you enjoyed the last of these warm summer days. Of course, we got another month, I guess, and we hope you enjoyed today's second cup.